99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Is that what I am? Okay, 906. Hello, friends. Welcome. John Potter here, live and local. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Oh, boy, it's a good day. It's a good day. Didn't you? I tell you, the best sleep is when it's like 55 degrees outside. You open the window. I loved it. It was awesome. So today we have all sorts of stuff here. We have Willie Barcina, comedian. Willie Barcina, he's been on like The Tonight Show with Jay Leno like 10 or 12 times. He's like a comedy veteran. He's stopping by. We have medical talk and information from not just Eric Lee, but Dr. Schallenberger this morning. Douglas County Republicans are coming in. And I'm trying to figure out, because I have personally stuff that I talk about. I have angry stuff that makes me mad about stuff happening in Nevada, especially local news in Nevada. So I have mad stuff, and I have really personal, inspirational stuff. And I don't know what goes first. I think I'm going to do the angry stuff first and leave on a good note and do the personal. I love inspirational stuff. I really do. And it's not just talking about me. I do it because I think it inspires other people. And it's based on stories about me. Oh, yeah. He always talks about himself. I try not to. I really do. Hey, let's talk about Craig. He's in Carson City. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Good morning, John. It is a beautiful day here down in Carson City.
It is a good day. We have no fires to worry about at all.
The smog or the smoke from the fires is pretty much cleared out of the area.
I didn't even notice that. I know that there are major complaints at Burning Man right now. They don't like how the playa is not drying out. It's been just a mushy kind of experience. They can't take their funny dressed up bicycles out on the ply. It's just been constantly wet there for 3 days.
And last year it was wet there while they were trying to move out. You know, while they were trying to clear the ply, they stopped all the vehicles from even moving to leave.
They locked the gate on Friday and reopened it, I think, 6 o'clock last night. I can't believe it's almost over now.
Wait. They locked the gate on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Friday, but they opened it at 6 o'clock last night, Friday?
Yeah, 6 o'clock last night. I don't know how long it was locked earlier. Oh. But, yeah, well, they're crazy there. Who knows what they're doing? But, yeah, so I think I got – oh, yeah, I got an email about Burning Man. Maybe – should I read it now? Let's see here. Email I got here. This came last week. John – aside from the trash, remember 2 weeks ago I was I said lock up your dumpsters and all this because all this trash and it bums me out. And if you're driving the route to Gerlach and coming back, it's all they dump their coolers and patio chairs and stuff all along the roadside. They go to Safe Mart parking lots and dump they go to personal residences and I mean, it's terrible. And there's never been an improvement on this situation. Anyway, yeah, I was griping about that. That was like 2 weeks ago. Okay. John, aside from the trash you are hung up on, Burning Man is an incredible event I wish you would go and see. We were there last year, sharing a tent that was underwater for 3 nights in a row and had a great time. We've been several times now. And for reasons that don't really matter, we can't be there this year. Look at the picture. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at the big picture and not at the trash. That's from a Melanie. I asked you this before. You haven't been there, right, Burning Man?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, listen, I get it. I get what you're saying in this email. What I said was, it wasn't that personal or anything. It was just a question I had about it. I said that I can't understand why the Burning Man Project, which is a multi-billion dollar operation, why they can't pay to put up dumpsters near Black Rock so burners can dump their trash easily there instead of on Reno parking lots. I mean, you have built such an incredible complex city with infrastructure, but you can't figure out the waste management. And another, though I really shouldn't say this because I know the stores love selling to the burners, but unless you're flying into Burning Man, I don't understand why anybody needs to buy supplies in Reno. Pack what you need, right? I don't, or can you order? I bet you can order it on Amazon Prime there. Well, maybe not yet. Anyway,
why not? You can fly right there. There's a temporary airport put out there every year.
Yeah, but I don't think Amazon Prime flies your deliveries. Maybe for them.
Drone flights. Drone drops.
Yeah, that's coming. It's going to be crazy, man. When they have drone deliveries, there's going to be drones all over that place dropping stuff off. Because as hippie-ish as they want to be, they are the biggest, most materialistic crowd. They just thrive on stuff, temporary stuff. And they don't even keep it. It's a trash society there. Okay, that sounds a little rough. Anyway, you kind of lucked out this year because the weather, yeah, as we mentioned, they closed the gates. 447 to Gerlach was even closed to burners. It was only they only let the residents drive it, and the burners couldn't drive 447. That's weird. I haven't seen them do that before. Burning Man reopened the gates last night, and word is this morning from Burning Man that the playa is just too dark, too wet. That's the word I'm trying to think of. I haven't had coffee, and burners are frustrated. They're asking, how long does it take to dry? Not enough sun to dry things. But anyway, back to this email. I get what she's saying. Some travel disasters like she had, and she had a great time. Some travel disasters actually turn out fun and memorable. My travel disasters usually involve getting lost on trails. I still do. Sometimes in the city of Reno. I have no sense of direction. But you have the right attitude. You can have a blast. I'm sorry. You really can. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get this angry stuff out of the way next, in the next segment. And the happy inspirational. I have I knew some firefighters personally, especially when I worked in upstate New York. And I used to be a return host for the firefighters' banquets. I don't know if they still do fire banquets anymore, but it used to be the firefighters. I mean, they went all out. They would have these banquets once a year. They'd give out awards. They'd have them in a hotel. And the firefighters would stay overnight in the hotel and use the banquet room. And I would host these events every year. Oh, my gosh. Webster, New York Fire Department. Every year, one of my highlights was hosting the banquet and having fun with the firefighters. I have so many stories to tell. I'm surprised I have stories of my life. You know, I sit and think, what am I going to talk about on the radio? And I think up stuff that I haven't told anybody for 40 years I don't know. I need coffee. All righty. It's going to be quite a day, but we're happy, right? Oh, man, I got some great news out of the fires and more really, really good news. We might be giving away tickets today with Willie when he comes by. He's performing at Silver Legacy at the Comedy Store. Let's take our first break. Be back shortly. And Phil's coming up with local news. And for Greg, it's all local. Now to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk Time 916.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I'm dying to see what the temperature is. Hold on a second. Got to set up here. Current temperature in Reno, oh my goodness, 58 degrees. That's my favorite temperature, don't you know? I'm John Potter, live and local, 919. Is summer heat really over, or is this a trick? You know, I'm prone to think this is trickery, but we shall see. The forecast, we have 70s and low 80s next week. I'll take it, but it will be in the 90s by October for one last hurrah. Just you wait. This is just first fall is what this is. Heat will be back. It's going to be wear sweater in the morning and have heat stroke in the afternoon for a bit. You know, we do this every year. Already got my hoodie and flip-flops out at the ready for those days. I think hoodie and flip-flops should actually be an official name of a season here, right behind sweater weather. But for now, yeah, bring me the crispy air. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I bought pumpkin spice creamer as soon as it hit the shelves last month. Fire check, or let's call it smolder check, because that's what we have here, folks. No new fires at all this week. Hawk Fire, 98% contained. It's all mop up and repair there now. Blue Eagle Fire in East Churchill County, northwest of Austin, is 90% contained. Patrols and mopping there. The Via Fire way north, Washoe County, 94% contained. I'll say it again. Firefighters spent the entire month of August saving Northern Nevada, and they are some of the best in the world. So thanks to them, it's a good day. No fires to worry about at all. And you can tell it's a very slow news day when our local TV stations post press releases from Aaron Ford and Catherine Cortez Masto. And they post things like, Carson City Sheriff's Office asks for help identifying woman in Apple iPhone theft. So she took somebody's iPhone at the Carson Nugget. I mean, first off, wow. Of all places to steal, a casino where you have, they do this all the time, I never understand it. A casino where you have dozens of cameras on the floor. But anyway, point is, all three stations posted this story today, and yes, the iPhone, somebody stole somebody's phone at the Carson Nugget, headline and everything on the websites on all three stations. That's the news today, and the theft happened on Monday, so very desperate for news. You go out there and find some. My old boss in upstate New York, he said that. JP, there's no news in the newsroom, so go out and find something. All right, so let's do some local news here. Federal judge, this is the angry part of the show, by the way, okay? All right. Federal judge, this ticks me off. Federal judge has blocked the U.S. Postal Service from requiring states like Nevada to comply with new mail ballot rules ahead of the 2026 general election. Nevada Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar praised the ruling and criticized the administration's approach to elections in a statement. It says Trump's objective, quote, is to cause chaos in the hope that voters will give up and simply not participate. I'm grateful to the court, he says, for blocking yet another attempt to upend our elections. First off, does it bother anyone else that our Secretary of State, who oversees our elections, is so passionately biased and partial against one particular party and president? The Trump administration simply wants to know who was approved to vote. They want to use the voter rolls they're asking for from Cisco Aguilar to cross-reference with the federal U.S. citizen records to see how many undocumented people are voting in our elections and to uncover fraud.
Well, there's no fraud, John. No, no, no. Very little. There's hardly any fraud at all.
Yeah, because we haven't compared the state compared the state records to federal. That's how you find out. Nobody is really investigating whether or not there is fraud. It's a fact that Nevada has a very transient population. It's documented that many people receive ballots for voters who were, like, previously registered at their new address. They'll get mail from somebody who lived there, and there's a ballot. The only verification we have in Nevada for whether or not a vote is legitimately cast is signature verification, which on those little iPads is a joke. My fingers signing on that little screen looked nothing like my signature. Nothing. But it was accepted. And it's also well documented in Nevada that it's easy for a non-citizen to become a registered voter simply by going to the DMV and mistakenly checking the wrong box, or purposely checking the wrong box, but usually I think it's by mistake, and it's bound to happen. There are non-citizens who received mail-in ballots in Nevada who say they did not register to vote. I'm not accusing non-citizens of attempting to sway our elections. I'm accusing the DMV of in the state structure here of unintentionally registering people to vote without proof of citizenship. How many? We don't know. Nobody's investigating. And just because you don't believe or personally care about election fraud doesn't mean that it doesn't happen and it's is not a cause for concern. But Trump, okay, that's the first, that I swear is the first time I said the word Trump in what, over a month, right? But Trump won the 2024 election, and one of his promises was to work on election integrity, and he's making good on the promise. The Nevada Secretary of State won't share voter data with the feds to cross-check to ensure that they are legal citizens. I think states not turning over information is sketchy. I think politicians fighting against voter ID, despite 70% of voters supporting it, is sketchy. I think the argument that people would be disenfranchised is sketchy. I think the DMV not refunding the rest of my car registration money after I sell my car is sketchy. All right, little personal dig there. Okay. I think paying $52 a year for consumers' reports for a skimpy magazine that says, for the full reviews, subscribe to our website, is sketchy. Yeah, okay. Personal stuff there. I think restaurants that say no discounts during events is sketchy. Yeah, that's me too. Right there. But back to voter ID. To me, it doesn't make sense when other countries have introduced ID tied to online voting that America takes the approach of, well, yeah, but our citizens are too stupid to get an ID for that. Channel 2's version was this. They posted, this was the headline, federal judge extends block on Trump's executive order seeking to limit mail voting in the midterms. That's their headline. The executive order does not limit our voters. It limits those who are not legal to vote. I guess the headline is right. It limits the undocumented, but the story doesn't say that. It's like Trump is limiting us. He's not hindering any votes, but those that should not be cast because they're not legal citizens, especially those made quote legal unquote by the last administration. The real citizens want voting to be fair. Channel 2, I don't know what's going on over there. That's crazy. He's not limiting your right to vote. We had a good, solid voting system. We just need to return to it and not allow the crooked politicians to hustle the game. And you know what? I'm not a political person at all. I'm not. But that just it just bothers me how things are so misrepresented in the news media. And people, I'm sorry, they don't dig further to find out what's the truth. And that's what I said, the truth there. I have more angry stuff on the way if you're interested, but I don't want to be that way on Saturday morning. I do want to bark about the fees they're proposing at Tahoe. I think this is basically a fee on locals and Nevadans, and it's a gift to, like, California tourists because they can afford it, right? Anyway, that's that. And personal inspirational stuff is going to be at the end of the show. Stick around. I hope you do. Okay. All right. Medical information is always interesting from Derek Lee. That's up next for a segment or two. We have Dr. Schallenberger coming up too. Comedian Willie Barcina is appearing at Silver Legacy. He's in Reno. He's on the show, and somebody else, but I forgot. I'm John. Oh yeah, the Douglas County Republicans updating us on the midterms. Okay, got a break for news and local news with Phil in for Greg. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. And here he is, the Miracle Man. I call him that because I don't understand how you do this. You don't drink coffee at all in the morning?
I like to have one cup first thing in the morning. One
Just
cup.
One?
Just one. One cup.
How do you do it?
Well, it's one of those things you just learn how to do.
Well, coffee addict here, so I can't relate. But you know what? Your products probably just give you the jolt that you need without the jitters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. What's a good wake-up product of yours at brainhealthformulas.com?
You know, my two favorites are Restore and Dopexil. That gets me going first thing in the morning.
It's funny you say that because of all the products I've tried from your whole lineup, those are the two. Those are the morning ones for me. Dopexil on Saturday and Restore on weekday mornings.
Yeah, that's the staple.
It really does do the greatest job. It really does. Your lab and store at 780 Smithridge Drive, open tomorrow, right?
No, tomorrow's Sunday, John.
Oh, that's right. And then Monday's Labor Day.
Monday's Labor Day. All right. Tuesday.
You're open on Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Yep.
All right. We never got to this question last time you were here, and you wanted to talk about it, and I didn't have time, but I'm curious, too. So before we talk about restoring Dopexil, what is the root cause of autoimmune disorders?
You know, that's a great question. What we've been getting to is, when we came out with the parasite bundle, we had a bunch of questions, you know, that stemmed from with the bioresonance scanner that we have. And so every time we scan someone, we've scanned over 100 people so far, people have parasites in the brain, in the liver, in the kidney, in the pancreas, in the thyroid. And whenever someone has had some type of autoimmune disorder, they also end up having parasites in these organs where medicine claims to be an autoimmune disorder. So whether people have nervous system issues, whether people have type 2 diabetes, whether people have Hashimoto's disease, whether people have Crohn's disease, so these are all considered to be autoimmune disorders. And so we got to was maybe autoimmune disorders might actually have more to do with parasite issues rather than actually an autoimmune disorder. And so I started digging into the internet, of course. But when you start digging into the internet and asking specific questions, you can actually find research data to support this because the studies have all been done. You just have to be specific upon what you're looking for. And there's actually a tremendous amount of data, research, documented research papers supporting the fact that if you have hepatitis, there's actually supported documented research papers that have claimed that hepatitis can be the result of parasite liver flukes in the liver mm-hmm. that actually result in hepatitis. And so Hashimoto's disease can actually be a parasite actually lodged into the thyroid. Diabetes can actually be from parasites lodged into the pancreas, which is disrupting the entire function of the pancreas. And so what we found is parasites love hormones. So when if we have parasites in that are somehow get into lodged into these organs or glands that disrupt our ability to produce hormones, then the parasites are actually consuming the hormones before they get released into the body. And so it's possible that almost every single autoimmune disorder might actually have to do with parasites disrupting the function of the production of hormones, which results in an autoimmune disorder.
I have to ask you about your internet research, because I noticed when I Google search, now it's automatic, the AI comes up, right?
Yeah.
And the AI answers the question, but the good thing about it is it links the sources.
Yeah.
After every paragraph. So it will take you directly to that research that you're talking about. So what question did you ask Google to access that research? What was your question?
Oh, I will ask the same question 1,000 different ways, and it takes you to whole different search parameters every time you ask it a different way. So yeah. you could ask, do parasites affect type 2 diabetes? Do parasites affect how the pancreas functions? Do parasites affect insulin production?
It answers,
yeah. But you have to dig into it. You have to read through pages of documentation
at the link. Yeah.
At the link, or also scroll through all the links to the AI, or just within, it's not just, sometimes you have to go through page one. You have to get to like page two or three or four to actually get to the meaty parts of the research. So it's not just reading the top one. You have to compare and contrast all the data also. So it's extensive research.
Well, you did the work for us.
I try to.
The benefits of Restore and Dopexil, which we were just happy, just popped in my head to talk about. Those are the two that are great for me in the morning. What other benefits of Restore and Dopexil, and do we take them together?
Yeah, I believe Restore and Dopexil taken together compounds the benefits. Restore is our primary formula that first thing I developed was Restore. So what's unique about Restore is it's an amino acid complex that I developed, and it's derived from plant compounds. So when it's derived from organic structure, organic plants, plant material, fruit material, vegetable material, when it's derived from that organic nature, then it can pass through the blood-brain barrier. And so what's interesting about that is I believe it's the only one that I can ever been able to find that actually is derived from natural ingredients. So most amino acid complexes or profiles, essential amino acids, all those are synthetic compounds. And I believe mine's the only one that it actually is derived from natural plant compounds. And so it can pass through the blood-brain barrier and directly correlate and activate specific components in the brain. And so we can do that. When we can activate the brain, that activates the brain, that improves the function of the brain. It actually acts as a messenger, as a building block, and then we can actually improve the brain function. We can balance the immune system, because the brain controls everything, not only in the brain, but also has every effect in the body.
The good news here, really good, well, besides what your products can do, is the Labor Day sale.
Labor Day sale, yeah. We're going to go back to the buy three and get one free for this weekend.
On what?
Every single component that's on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Which does not include the bundles, which does not include the bioresonance scan, which does not include the parasite scan. No bundles, all individual components. Buy three and get one free.
Stock up, folks. So you buy three Restores, get one free. Buy three Dopexils, get one free. Or pick any of the other, how many products now, Derek?
I don't know. I stopped counting.
He gets inspired. He does his research, and he comes up with, what's the latest product that you put out?
Parasite Bundle is the newest.
Parasite Bundle is the very latest. Are you still scanning and printing 9 body parts for parasites, bacteria, candida, fungus, mold, virus, and more for only, how much was it, 60?
$60, yeah.
$60.
Yep, we're still doing that too. We're busy. We got a lot going on.
All right, and this flyer here, parasite and microorganism scan, includes the nerve bundle, capillaries, scalp, skin, bladder, wall.
Yep.
Lung tissue, liver tissue, the heart wall, and gray white matter. So you get visuals of all of this. and you get a little bit of advice afterwards.
Yep, we print. So with each one of those things that we scan, we can the program diagnose or not diagnose, but the program generates a kind of a report, and it can measure based on the cell, how the cellular resonance of each cell and each organ, if there's any microorganisms that's compromising that cellular structure. And so what we do is we copy and paste all the microorganisms that's compromising that cellular structure, and we believe that those 10 components are a good overall generalized. If we're going to have microorganisms in our body, the white and gray matter, that's the white and gray substance of the brain. That's majority of the brain. And then so we have the liver, the heart wall, the wall of the heart, the lung tissue, the liver tissue. And so those, all those components is a very good overall composition of what could be compromised within the body.
And just about everybody has parasites?
We have not found one person yet who does not.
Are the parasites all the same type of parasites?
No, I think we have identified over 15 different types of parasites. They could be microscopic. They could be they could be little worms. They could be, and they're just everywhere. It's really disturbing and fascinating. Up until we got the bioresonance scanner, I didn't think it existed.
And some people have a lot and some people don't?
We don't know that because we can't identify the amount. We just know that they're there.
Okay.
And so it's really fascinating. We've had a lot of testimonials, people who are coming in to use the scanner who are also taking the parasite bundle, where a lot of people have been saying their mind just feels free. They feel their brain feels less sluggish. One person said that their skin isn't burning anymore. Their neuropathy has completely disappeared. So there's a lot of really beneficial components to not only the parasite bundle, also to people working with us with our bioresonance biofeedback scanners.
All right, stick around because after the break, I'm going to ask Derek, is it possible to repair or improve our brain as we age? He'll answer that up next. He's got something to say about that. In the meantime, go to brainhealthformulas.com. It's buy three, get one free for Labor Day weekend. Brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment with Derek next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's the weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. One more segment. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. All right, the question. Is it possible, Derek, to repair or improve our brain as we age?
Yes, it is absolutely possible. Not only is it possible, but John, you and I are evidence that it is possible.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. And so that's a big misnomer that, you know, I don't know if science or medicine or what the narrative has been. However, I believed up until I developed Restore that it's not possible. Science has told us that we can't repair our brain as we get older. That's why Alzheimer's and dementia is running rampant right now. And so with the belief system that we, if we can repair the brain, we can improve the brain function, then let's do it. And so it's a big factor that people, it's the belief system that as we age, our memory is going to fail. Well, if we're still alive, we're still breathing, then everything's possible. We can repair anything within us as long as we're alive.
Yeah.
And so everything is possible. And so it's a big misconception, really, that we can't repair our brain, that our memory is going to fail because we're aging.
The organs are amazing things.
It's designed to repair. So what prevents us from repairing them is the big question. Why do things stop working as we get older? Well, that's the much larger question. Do we need to provide certain nutrients for those things to be able to repair ourselves? Do we need to provide different amino acids to pass through the blood-brain barrier to make those so the brain can reconnect? And that's really what the Brain Health Formulas is all about, is being able to provide those hopefully those answers or those products to be able to reconnect those memories, to be able to improve the cognition, comprehension, the mindfulness, the hormones, the happiness, the confidence within us to be able to go forward and live our best life.
if repairing or improving their brains as they age is their prime concern, what would you steer them to at the website?
Restore and Dopexil are going to be my first comments every
restore
time.
Restore and Dopexil.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned Alzheimer's and dementia are rampant. I've heard this before. I've read articles before that say that there is a pretty amazing increase in these terrible diseases. Why?
You know, I don't like to point a finger. I believe statins are a contributing factor. Our brain is composed of cholesterol, and so
statins reduce the cholesterol getting to the brain.
That's right. And so I believe that's a significant contributing factor. I don't have proof for that. I know there's a lot of studies that support that. A lot more practicing medical doctors are being more vocal about that. However, there's nothing to really support that other than my theory. However, if our brains are composed of cholesterol, statins are designed to reduce cholesterol. That's 1 + 1 = 2. It's pretty straightforward.
Speaking as a statin taker, doesn't the brain have enough cholesterol?
Well, you're evidence that your brain's functioning very well. So,
well, now,
yeah, it's hard to say, really. You know, we just keep going and we try to mitigate, we try to reduce any potential loss of memory. And so I believe memory has more to do with connectivity because we don't actually ever lose our memory. We lose the ability to connect to it. So it's all electrical. That's all nervous system based. And so it's not necessarily that we ever lose our memories. They're all there. We just lose access to them. So that's where something like oxytocin comes into play. That's where dopamine comes into play. That's where Dopexil is a big part of that. And so this is what we found is we've been able to rectify a lot of those issues just by something like oxytocin, nasal spray, or even Dopexil. People's memories come back really pretty quickly.
Okay, Labor Day sale. Buy three, get one free on everything except the bundles.
Yep, and the scanners.
Oh, the scanners, yeah.
And so, yeah, you don't need it. There's no disc, there's no code needed. Just buy three of any one product. And on the shipping side, we'll add the fourth one in for free. And if anyone has any questions about anything, feel free to give me a call. My number is 775-634-7789. I'm happy to answer any questions or even talk if someone wants to just talk and ask questions. I'm happy to do that as well.
And you go to the website at brainhealthformulas.com. You get the whole scoop on the full body bioresonance scan. So educational and so well laid out, this information with visuals and such, and what this does and is, and can people make appointments to get the full body bioresonance scan on your website, brainhealthformulas.com.
People can make the purchase of the scans on the website, and then once people make the purchase of the scans, we will contact them to schedule their appointment.
The scan is only $60 for that nine body parts.
Yeah.
Scan. How long are you going to run this bargain here?
We're just going to keep doing it. I believe it's important for people to know, because if people are having health issues, and it's arguable that microorganisms can be a significant catalyst in that. And so if people can actually be healthier by understanding that, you know, maybe a fungus or a mold is a key factor in that, then it's easy. It's a $60 scan, and you can actually see if you have mold in the brain, if you have mold in the liver, if you have mold in the heart, if you have microorganisms like candida overgrowth or parasites. It's all there, and it's all laid out in pretty black and white. Print.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you're offering this extensive scan and results for $60. I mean, these machines are expensive, right?
They're not cheap.
Yeah, you got two of them, and nobody else has them, I guess, in town. So it's the future, and you've already got it. Yes, sir.
I hate to interrupt, but we got a last-minute text here. It says, what product do you recommend for neuropathy?
We've had a lot of support for a product called Nerve Revive. A lot of people have said that Nerve Revive, within a couple weeks, their neuropathy is reduced by more than 50%. Nerve Revive has two very long chain fatty acids that really support the myelin sheath, and that has reversed a lot of neuropathy with people.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's so much information to take in here. All right, Labor Day sale, buy three, get one free. And thank you for that positive answer to, is it possible to repair or improve our brain as we age? And again, Restore and Opexil and stop taking statins. You're pushing me, man. I'm almost about to quit it. The thing is, Kathy's such a wonderful cook.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of high-calorie stuff going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good fats in
that. I got to kind of balance. At least I balance out the statins with your Dopexil and Restore and Miracle Liver. Micro nutrients, and I love it all. I really do. God bless you, and God bless you for offering this scan with a bioresonance scan for the 9 body parts for $60. And that takes like over half an hour of your time, doesn't it?
It only takes about 15 minutes. We spend more time going over the scan, over the results, more so than anything else.
Yeah, all together, though.
It's about a half an hour, yep.
Yeah, well, good for you, Derek. Again, folks, brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get one free on everything, except, of course, the bundles and the scanner. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, John. You too.
All right. We'll be back shortly. 99.1 FM Talk.